This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Poet Alan Barry is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. He's been a fan of old and mostly dark movies for years.
One Night in the City is my love letter to film noir. The dark images, and in some cases the lines, are taken from old film noir movies. The bleak, dark loneliness of the genre has always been incredibly seductive to me for some reason. It's entirely possible that I need help. One Night in the City. Tonight I'm in a land where pachyderm Buicks roam the city streets, where it's always night. Up on the third floor of the Acme, behind smoke-glassed window, is a desk and a banker's lamp. Bogey, with his Roscoe and fedora, awaits the arrival of a twist with Gams that will let her get away with murder. Somewhere out on the docks, a good man is going bad. An impossible choice is being made. A palooka is getting clapped across the noodle with a sap, while up the street a skirt is getting sozzled on giggle juice because tonight her man is the guest of honor at the sheriff's ball. Here, it's always 1942. A dark suit and quick, tough mouth is all a guy needs to get by. Here, the black desk telephone takes only calls from Butterfield 8. Across town, a Bendel punk wanders out in the street looking for a chippy to pass the time. Robert Mitchum listens out a window to Veronica Lake's heels click out of sight.
Alan Barry teaches literature and composition and business writing at UAH. His first collection of poetry is called Travel for Agoraphobics.